Sweetie Pie. That's totally on it. I'm just being fun. All right, we're recording now. Here, let me.
All right, no, it doesn't matter. We will drink this.
Evan brought over whiskey. Evan, welcome to episode 11. This is episode 11.
It rhymes with Evan.
That's right.
Did you plan that?
I didn't plan that
at
all.
Where was I at episode 7? I know. Who was on episode 7?
Oh, Jumbershot. No, it wasn't Jumbershot.
Come on. Terrible.
Yeah. Oh, yay. Thunk. That was me opening up. Evan brought over whiskey. So,
rye whiskey.
And we're going to drink. And I had the choice of whiskey or wine because he's a badass. And I chose whiskey because I
am also a badass.
I'm also a badass. And I really want to try it. Nice. So, yeah, Evan is hilarious and awesome. And he works as a casting director as well as doing improv and stuff. Just leave it. We've got some wax on the table because it's a fancy bottle.
It's a pretty fancy bottle. Cheers.
Let's do it in front of the mic.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nice.
Great ring.
Yeah.
Ooh-hoo. That's really good. I'm usually a tequila girl, so I decided to be brave when you said when you gave me the option. I was like,
I'm a tequila girl myself.
Oh, you are.
It's the only not brown liquor.
Well, if you look over here, the only brown liquor I have is actually, I don't think it counts. It's Coffee Patron.
Oh, no.
Oh my, you have to try it. It's really good. It's mocha. It's like coffee and cocoa. I'm sorry.
I'm looking over at your Baileys and all your other little.
Okay, the Baileys is not my fault. That was a Christmas gift.
I see how you're doing.
I want to say, I love you, Sam. If you're listening, I love you, Sam. Sam brought me Baileys 2.5 years ago for Christmas, and I haven't opened it.
It still has the red Christmas bow.
And it came with these little like sample size guys because it came in a candy cane.
You start the candy cane. I'm surprised that you don't have the whole display.
I don't, because I was like, oh, candy cane, you're around. I don't know about that.
Oh, boy.
And these are from my wedding because we got to keep our bar.
Nice.
So that's 2.5, almost 3 years ago.
Wow. So you don't drink much,
no,
according to this.
But what I do drink, this is not my first bottle of tequila.
Right.
It's not my first bottle of Cointreau, and it's not my first bottle of vodka. And that was a gift, too. I wouldn't have bought that.
The type of alcohol will remain nameless
because I don't want anybody that's listening to be like, I bought that for her. Not that person.
Except for you, Sam.
Yeah, except for you, Sam, who I love. I love Sam so much. He was just like, I want to give you the candy cane of Baileys, but what just was a bunch of little sample sizes, and that's not enough. So here's a big bottle. And I'm like,
Sam sounds like a pretty good dude.
Sam is a great dude.
I feel like
Sam's got a long commute, so
you should give it back to Sam. Sam's got a long commute. He's got these tiny little Bailey's bottles.
Sam is a chemist.
Ooh.
Like, for real.
No, I understand.
Like, he has a PhD in chemistry.
Wow.
I went to his chemistry defense or, I don't know, whatever, right before he got, the doctorate. And he said that Corey and I acted like children. And that, because we were like in the audience and like we were really trying to keep up. And then the numbers.
I also like you call it an audience. I feel like that might be wrong.
That's probably very wrong.
It was the viewing gallery.
It was just like.
Seminar, symposium.
Is that Columbia? It was just like a comp. It was like the room with the chalkboards that go up and down. You know what I'm talking about? Like the.
I've seen movies. I got it. I get it. Very, very fancy academic.
Yeah. And he's like this long PowerPoint. And, like, we tried our best. And then I opened up, like, my notes app, and I just kept making jokes and, like, passing them to Corey. My roommate, he wants me to not say his name, so I like to call him my roommate.
Your roommate. Gotcha.
So Evan and I met.
We did.
For Herald auditions.
That's true. We did meet for
and
Herald auditions.
We both... failed.
We both failed.
Cheers!
Hooray! We did not get called back this time, this round. And we did the first scene of the audition.
Yes, we did.
And we did it together.
And we did it together. And it was great. Good. It was a good scene.
Nothing wrong with that scene.
That was a great scene.
So really,
we got big laughs for that scene.
We probably just should have done both of our scenes together.
We really should have.
I think that those other two scenes are what kept us out.
I think you're right. Yeah. My scene partner got a call back in the second one. My second scene partner got a call back. Should have done it with you.
Yeah. Yeah, that could have been you. Could have been us. Big little stage.
And now we're in a class together.
Yeah.
Which is a really good class.
But we were immediately...
Broken apart. Immediately, they're like,
First order of business.
Split the class in half. Liz, you're on that side. Evan, you're on the other.
Yeah.
I only knew Stacy from my new group.
Well, congratulations, because you have Nikita in your group.
I like Nikita so
much. Who is
so
the best
much.
Guy in the world.
Oh, my God. He yeah. brought... We had our...
Hangaroo?
Yeah, we had our hangout. He brought champagne. I put pomegranate juice in it, and we now are forever linked.
Yeah, he's great. We do a musical improv team.
Ooh.
He's so good.
Yeah, Nikita's great. And you have Nicole on your team, who I really like.
Yep, love Nicole.
Oh, she's great.
Hung out with Nicole the other day. Super fun.
She is awesome. Although, just so chill and sweet.
Nicole Pasquale did that some DCM bit show where she had to be a dinosaur.
Ooh.
She has this I hope she doesn't mind me telling this story. She has this dinosaur hat mask.
Yeah, of course. Like one does.
Like one has. And she lost it.
No.
Yeah, she lost it, and it was a huge, for like 24 hours, it was the talk of the town. It was a big deal. And she was, you know, blowing up Twitter and the whole thing. Has anyone seen my raptor mask? Has anyone seen my raptor mask? Did I leave it? Where'd I leave it? Where's my raptor mask? And I was working at the SVA theater with all the fancy people.
Yeah.
And she came over and was like, Evan, have you seen my... And I'm like, I don't have your goddamn raptor mask. I'm in the middle of everything. Like, leave me alone. And right before I left, whoever was doing box office at that venue was like, yeah, I have it. I found
really?
It.
Really?
And I was like, oh, no.
Oh, that's
but
really funny.
But she got it back in time to do...
Her show.
The dinosaur prov...
So I have a cat mask.
That's good.
That's about it.
I do a character that is a dog and a college professor.
Okay. I want to hear it.
He wears a little Does he wear an eye patch? No, he doesn't wear an eye patch. He's an English bulldog.
Elbow patches?
He's got like the elbow patches. Right. So it's like he's like a super academic he's sort of like the stalwart like political science professor at your liberal arts college. She's a professor who just happens to be an English bulldog.
Yeah.
And he's happy to talk to you about it, but just save it for after class because we have a lot to get through, and that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
So it's just like, what? And it's like, I know.
I'm a bulldog, but right. please.
I'm Douglas Quibi, and it's one of these guys.
We need to talk about Catcher in the Rye.
Right, exactly. It's just, please, office hours. We just talk about after class. We have a lot to get through. We're already behind.
That's really funny. Yeah. You're peeling a lot.
Where were you? Oh my god! I went on the 4th of July.
Woo-hoo.
I zip card out to.
Do you have a zip card membership?
Do I have a zip card membership? Read it and leap, Liz.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah.
I haven't met anybody with one of these.
Really?
Yeah.
Liz is looking at my bionic hand.
I'm so excited. Did you like that? Those were my sound effects.
That was nice.
That's so exciting. Ooh. I know. So where'd you zip card out to?
So we zip card out to Long Beach, Long Island. And I've
been there once.
I like it. It's nice. I'm from South Florida, and I didn't realize that when folks here go to the beach, they go all day.
Yeah.
Because
they have to, it's a thing. You have to like make a day out of it because it's a pain in the ass.
Right.
Yeah.
So I always, you know, growing up in Fort Lauderdale, like I would just go to the beach. You pop out, like you just go to the beach.
Sure, it's right there.
Yeah, you just like you go to the beach, then you get a sandwich, and you get whatever. You're busy.
We pack our sandwiches.
Yep.
Lots of sunblock, which
Well, no. So everybody was blocking up, and in the morning when we got there, at like 9 in the morning,
yeah.
And I'm like, I'm good, don't worry about it, because yeah. My skin can take on a lot of color, and
yeah.
I was just like, this is going to be only, I had no plans to be mm-hmm. outdoors ever again.
Yeah.
So I figured, like, let's soak the sun.
It up.
And like at hour 5, I'm like, so the hell's going on, guys?
Yeah, what are we doing?
When are we leaving? Like, and everyone's like, about 3 more hours.
Yeah, they're like, I got a specific junk book to read on this beach.
Exactly.
That's what I do. I get the worst, stupidest books.
Like, example.
Like, Something Borrowed, and from, like, Emily Giffen. She's, like, one of those, like, terrible, or, like, The Devil Wears Prada. Like, those sure. kind of junk books.
Yeah, gotcha.
I will totally, I watched the movie Something Borrowed, which is terrible.
I didn't know that was a movie.
Because it was a movie with Jennifer Goodwin.
Who?
Kate Hudson.
Okay.
The guy from Shameless that plays... Do you watch Shameless?
I know that William H. Macy and that hot chick...
Emmy Rossum.
Oh, I feel like that was such a rude...
No, she's really hot.
Yeah, she's great.
Emmy Rossum.
And what a brilliant opera singer she is.
Yes!
Yeah.
Unbelievable!
Yeah, really good.
To the point where I didn't think they were the same person.
Did she get an Oscar nomination for
Phantom? I'm not sure, but
she might have.
I think she may have.
When she was just a child.
But that movie is terrible.
Yeah, I never saw it.
But I will watch it because I really like bad romantic comedies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll watch things like Bride Wars or just really, really, really.
How about the one? Okay.
Bride Wars was written by Casey Wilson.
Wait, which is Bride Wars?
The one with Anne Hathaway and Kate Hudson.
Got it.
Kate Hudson has a lot.
It's Kate Hudson.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? Kate Hudson, too.
What about Reese Witherspoon and her two lovers?
Oh, this Means War? Whatever.
Yeah.
Yep, seen it a couple times.
Really? This Means War. So it's who are the men?
It's
Josh Duhamel and No.
It's Tom something and...
Is it Tom Hardy?
The one from Batman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's in it.
Okay.
And there's some other guy. I don't know his name.
Wow.
But Chelsea Handler's in that movie as the bestie.
Totally. Always the bestie, never the best.
And I will get movies from the library, like just random terrible movies. And then I'll also, if it's on HBO On Demand or on HBO during like a random time, I'll just watch the whole thing all the way through.
Nice.
It's my crack.
Can I tell you a movie that I will always watch all the way through if I catch it on television?
What is it? Shawshank Redemption.
No, well, I mean.
I thought you were going to be like, I'm going to one up you by being
No, it's really bad. It's I've seen this movie probably 100 times. Is Jennifer Lopez's movie Enough?
Oh, that's such a great movie!
Such a great movie.
She just kicks ass.
Yeah.
She like becomes a badass. I love that movie. Yeah.
It's like a big, great SVU.
Oh, it is?
Noah Wiley's in it as like a disgusting guy. It's
oh
great.
My God. That
Juliette Lewis is great.
Great, great, great movie.
It's super great movie.
I'm right there with you. I like, you couldn't have, by the way, speaking of SVU.
I can talk about SVU for the rest of the time that we're here, and it still won't be enough.
So I was in December. I was in a sketch show, and Julia Weidman was in it,
mm-hmm.
and she mentioned how much she liked SVU and that she's watched every episode. And I was like, Julia's pretty cool. I'm gonna take her advice on this. And TiVo, every time SVU's on, I've watched every episode. I watched it between like January and April. I had to get Netflix because I was just like, great. There are a few episodes that they just won't play. I had it on my phone. I'm like, I have to see season 5, episode 12. Had the names written down. It was a sickness.
Now, first of all, something you need to know right now, you know that seasons, now the only seasons that are on Netflix are like 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. But Hulu Plus has the whole series.
Okay, well.
So that's good.
Luckily, this podcast is sponsored by Hulu Plus. Wouldn't that be great? Oh, I want to sponsor.
Now, all right. So now that you've watched all the SVUs, mm-hmm. you have any favorites? I mean.
Oh, my God. Well, first of all, any episode where Mariska mentions that she's the product of rape.
Right, of course.
Is just.
Right. Obviously, including, of course, episodes Philadelphia and Florida, where she confronts her brother.
Right, her brother.
Of course, which is great. Simon.
Go.
Now, have you seen the latest two seasons of the show with the new cast?
Yes.
Great. Okay.
Yes.
Nobody will watch these.
Well, listen to this. You know the blonde chick?
Yeah, who lives right by UCB East.
I saw her smoking outside UCB East.
Yeah.
So I was like,
she used to.
I just like froze. I'm like, I know.
No, she used to. So she has a, okay, if anybody wants to stalk Kelly Giddish, who plays, Amanda Rollins on the SVU
Rollins,
show.
Is that her real accent?
Yeah, I think so. Oh my God. She was Southern on her other show, Chase.
I love it so much.
But she has a dog, and they go for walks right between what used to be Indy Cage Match and Improv Nerds.
Yes.
And you would just see, and it was just like, oh no. And it's very weird to run into those people in the wild.
Yes.
Because it's like I don't want to feel like I'm stalking an SVU detective. Like, that's
right.
I've seen that.
I mean, yes.
And it's a big deal.
And she got shot. Spoiler alert.
She's okay. She has drama with her sister.
There's one episode where they were, oh wow, it's raining a lot.
Oh, it's pouring.
It's really pretty though. It's like sunny and raining.
I wouldn't say sunny, but
yeah, it's light out.
Well, let's keep talking about it.
There were a couple episodes where it was like right outside my apartment, and I was like, roommate, check it out. SVU is in our neighborhood. They're chasing down a perp in our neighborhood.
Huge deal.
But I haven't. And there was one that recently that. Did you watch?
Yeah, I've seen them all. Let's go.
There's an episode. I think it was a recent episode where this mom was buying like Adderall in the park.
Yeah, of course. That was the most recent episode.
I think that was not shot in Manhattan. They're pretending like it was Central Park or Carl Schurz Park or one of the.
Yeah.
I think it had to be in Brooklyn.
Oh, maybe.
Which is upsetting because they shoot on location, and that makes me happy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you go, where is this place? Oh. It's my hometown.
Pretty cool.
I'm from there. Well, not. I live there now. I can't.
Once they, I remember there's an episode where, they're tracking down a couple of perverts, and
yes.
The address where they are was like on my block, and I'm like, honey, there ain't no perverts on this block. Like,
I know.
That's a CVS.
Yeah.
Come on. Like,
I have a CVS downstairs too.
I know.
Twinsies. No, I know. That rain is really pouring.
Thank God. I am usually the guy who
gets stuck in it.
I get caught in the rain, though, that only, like, if this rain only lasts for 10 minutes,
I will get soaked to the bone.
And then I show up somewhere, and everyone's like, what the fuck happened to you?
Yeah, you're like, it's duh. I got caught in, like, a downpour of rain, and I had just come, like, I was, like, now, like, where I'd showered, like, a little bit before.
Right. Liz looks a little showered.
I did shower. I promise I showered. I didn't shower earlier.
No.
I didn't shower for a while today.
Yeesh.
But I took a yoga class, and so I had to shower.
Nice.
A girl passed out in my yoga class.
Was it one of those hot yoga classes?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I mean, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean,
it started out, so like there's a girl that came in late, and she was like next to me, and she had no idea what she was doing. Like, everything was wrong. And I'm like, girl, if you're going to take a yoga class for the first time, do not. Take hot yoga. What are you doing? Get out of here.
Totally.
Like, she was just like, everything was wrong. She left. Like, she was there for like five and a half minutes. She's like, this sucks. I'm out of here. Which I totally get because that class and this teacher in particular starts with abs first.
And
you end with abs.
Sure.
We end with abs.
End with abs.
I'm like entranced by this. Entranced? Is that a word?
Sure. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm in a trance from this rain. And then, so, like, halfway through the class, and we were just, like, standing. We were, like, you know, she just, like, fell over.
Wow.
And apparently she was right next to a doctor who, like, you know, helped her out.
Nice. Maybe it was a ploy. Maybe
like,
she wanted to talk to their doctor.
She's like, ooh, it was a girl doctor. But maybe she was into girls. I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know. But this...
It's also just good to know a doctor.
I've talked to this girl before. I knew this girl. She had no idea what happened. She's like, what's going on?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
Have you ever passed out, fainted, anything like that?
Mm-mm.
No, never fainted?
No. I'm always right here.
Nice.
Well, it's pretty conscious.
That's good.
It was weird when I had my wisdom teeth out because I was all like loopy for the first time. Yeah. Did you have you had your wisdom teeth?
I had my wisdom teeth out. Sure.
Did you get like the jar juice?
Okay. So right when I went to get my wisdom teeth out, I remember right when they were putting me under, everything was fine. It was a normal thing.
Yeah.
And but right when they're putting me under, they were like, okay, so we're gonna put this in and whatever, and you know, you might feel a slight whatever, and blah 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 blah. You know, being very, you know, all that kind of bullshit medical.
Yeah.
Stuff you're supposed to say, and right as he says this, then the doctor says, right out of his mouth, he's like, "And by the way, some people do experience a tingling sensation in their stomach and genitals." And right as he said it, it happened.
Oh no!
And right as he said it, I also like the gas or whatever kicked in too.
Yeah.
So I remember my whole family is standing in the room, and
how old were you?
I was 16 or so.
Oh, wow,
say.
That's young.
Yeah, it's probably, I think it was in high school.
Yeah.
And he says this, and I remember I just go on this like tirade as I'm like passing out. I probably looked like just like this drunk
homeless guy.
Because I'm like, I came here to get my teeth fixed, not to get gonorrhea from you. And I'm just like, and I do.
That is awesome.
I just
awesome.
Remember my parents just like looking like, all right, well, there you
go. Oh my god,
good.
I made my mom tape me after I got them done like a couple months ago.
Oh wow.
So.
That's probably worse.
It was. I mean, my dentist is really good at like the dentist stuff. Like gives really good fillings that never like I had a bad filling done, and when it doesn't line up right, it's like what the fuck, like you know.
Right.
And I have like soft teeth, if you will, so I get a lot of cavities.
I noticed that. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. When I push on them, they do. This is the sound effect podcast. Beep. I don't know what that was. But he never was like interested in things like braces or just things that weren't in his wheelhouse. He's like, I'm a dentist.
Right.
Clean your teeth, root canals, cavities, some on it.
Sure.
Anything he like wouldn't. So I had to ask for braces when I was in college.
Okay.
So I got Invisalign braces because my mom was like, I would never want to be in college and have braces. I totally get it. Because my mom loves being the supportive, cool mom when she can.
Gotcha.
She's not a cool mom. I love her to death. She's just a sweet, loving mom.
Why is your mom not cool?
No, she's really cool, but she's not the cool mom. Because I feel like the cool mom has to have had you when she was 16.
Right.
And like, is just your buddy. My mom had me when she was 30.
Gotcha.
She's clearly my mom. You know?
Yeah, there's no Gilmore.
No, there's
Gilmore
no. She,
girl quality.
She, like, we talk about shows I love.
I mean, I could, you know, we could do that too. It's been a while, but I watched it.
I rewatched the entire series recently because it was on ABC Family and I would just tape it every morning. And
yeah,
that'd be like,
I found it on ABC Family when I was you know, much, much younger.
Coffee and Gilmore Girls this morning.
Down
at 11. I'd be like, oh. I'm a Burley today. I can catch the Gilmore Girls.
However,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know, because I didn't finish. I didn't finish Gilmore Girls.
Uh-huh.
And what's his name? Rory's dude at the end.
Okay. Yeah. Logan.
Logan.
Yeah.
I guess is.
Spoiler alert.
Sorry, everybody. is on my favorite show, The Good Wife.
I thought you were going to say Friday Night Lights.
Is he on Friday Night Lights?
Mm-hmm.
When? Who? We're not talking about the same guy, though.
Yeah, Logan, the blonde one.
Yeah.
Do you remember when... Do you watch Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
I just finished that. Just, like, 2 days ago.
I'm not finishing it.
Why?
Because who cares? Luke Cafferty, that's who I'm, like, sticking around for. See what happens to that kid. Come on.
How far did you get?
Till there. Like, I'm so close, but I'm not doing it.
No, you have to. It was
really?
A good finale.
Really? All
right. Because here's the thing. I didn't love the show.
What? Forget it.
I liked Connie Britton and Kyle Chandler. Love them.
Right, of course.
Love Grandma Saracen.
Oh, the best. Although, I will say one thing about Grandma Saracen. She was on the verge of...
Oh.
And then she's fine.
Yeah, to like horrible... my grandmother had Alzheimer's. That's not how it was. I mean, granted, you can have different types of dementia.
Sure.
But, like, my grandmother, I would just, she wouldn't really yell. She wouldn't say things, like, she would get a little bit irritable, because it's hard when you don't, when people are, like, not responding the way you want them to.
Sure.
To, you know, a question or whatever. Yeah. But, like, it was more like that she, you just had to sit, like, if you're going to talk to her, you just had to, you couldn't ask her any questions, just tell her stuff.
Right.
And it, and she became pretty distant. But it wasn't like she was like, oh, you're getting married. Oh, wait, did you know that? Ah!
Whoa!
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. Spoiler alert. All right,
I'll watch it.
They should. Oh, I feel so bad.
No, it's all right. I watched that show years and years and years ago, and then I fell off.
Yeah.
And then me and my girlfriend watched it again from the beginning, and I got a little further, and then we both were like, fuck this, we're not doing it.
Oh, well, I stay with everything, no matter how, like, I have to can it early.
Yeah.
But I'll stick with something because I've been burned so hard in the past.
Wow.
You know, when something becomes good, you're like, no, I'll stick with it. Like, I want to say, guys, I was with Scandal from the beginning.
Wow. Nice. Okay? Nice.
When everybody else was like, that's just a junk show, which is what I said. I said, this show's crap, right. But I'm going to put it on the iPad on the ABC app, and yep. I'm going to do the elliptical to it.
Nice.
And then I became addicted like everybody else.
Nice.
Slow on the uptake. But I'll, like, I don't love Girls, but I'll watch it because I'm not going to be out of the loop.
I understand. I watched, you know, The Office all the way at, you know, to the end.
Yep, me too.
Just, it was, and who wants to,
right, and like Dexter, I'm still watching right. Dexter.
Dexter's a perfect example.
Yeah.
Dexter sucks. Dexter has been disappointed. Nobody wants to watch Dexter.
No.
It's like an obligation.
Right.
Right. But we put in our time, so we have to.
Have you seen the first two episodes of the season?
Jesus. No, it's about ruining for me.
What?
I said no, but ruin them for me.
I'm not going to ruin them for you, right. But I'm going to say. I'm going to say that I was, at first I was like, oh, fuck this. And then by the end of the second episode, I was like, okay, you got
me. Well, this is last year, right?
This is the last year.
So good. All right. So, so do it.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
End it.
Do it
Let's
for
do
real.
A plot line.
But
Let's do some
like,
real stuff.
I want to know when the end, like, I love that. I will watch, I don't, like, I don't, again, I don't love Mad Men.
You don't love Mad Men?
I don't love Mad Men.
I'm behind on this season. I'm so embarrassed about my TV.
I mean,
I'm behind on my TV.
But here's the thing, Evan. You've been able to, like, I feel a connection when it comes to TV right
sure.
now.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like a lot of people just like, how are you not on board with that television is awesome?
Oh, I know. This is the golden age of television.
It really
we
is.
We are so lucky. We're sitting here watching Mad Men.
I know.
And Breaking Bad.
Oh, Breaking Bad. I can't
and,
wait.
And Homeland and all
oh,
of it.
Great.
It's and all, we, I mean,
and
it's
we
good.
Can, and we can complain about little things like,
yeah.
like, oh. That was the problem with Friday Night Lights was the
Landry and
well that was
yeah, everybody hated that.
Although they did end up pulling out like they pulled the plane up a little bit. It's like okay, all right.
Yeah, well, because they were like, what are we gonna do here? And it was like,
yeah,
well, you gotta let's keep yeah. these guys intact. This is something worth. I mean, these are good characters.
But it was more. Oh, it was when Lila worked at the radio station. Her radio station.
Yeah,
that was Logan. She worked with.
Oh, you're right. Okay,
yeah.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Back to Gilmore Girls. No, but so Friday Night Lights though was all, there were all sorts of just missteps, like whether they were seniors when they started. First of all,
no, they weren't. It's fine. No, they're good.
But yeah, like all that stuff, and or the, was East Dillon always open?
Here's the whole thing about East Dillon. First of all, well, yeah, the fact that town.
Mm-hmm.
Transformed.
Oh, completely different.
Like, what are you talking? Like, we saw the whole damn town. The point
yeah.
of this town is it's a town with one traffic light.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's like, then there's the rich part of town.
Yeah,
and the poor part of
town.
And there's the black people. It's like, there were no black people in this town.
No.
There were none. And now it's like, there are thousands of black people.
It.
And they all go to this other high school.
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
And
come
was
on,
that high school, here's my question was that high school open the whole time and redistricting just made it that more people went there?
Right.
Or was it closed for 20 years? Because that's what they made it seem like it was closed
for
20 years.
They did make it seem, but that principal looked like he had been there his whole life.
But they talked about him being at the other school at one point. They're like, oh,
Tammy Taylor school?
Yeah.
In what capacity?
I don't know, but they mentioned him before. But yeah, that was like too much. It just got to the point where we'd be sitting on the couch going, put away!
Right.
And then we just go, nope. Nope. You just have to accept it and move on. Nope. But I'm very much a fan of Tim Riggins.
Who isn't, right?
Ah.
Oh, boy.
My God. Yeah. I was just like, hey, bald husband, will you grow your hair out?
He doesn't even have that hair anymore. That guy.
Oh, that's right?
He shaved it.
You can't do that. What are you doing? But no, yeah, you can because shaved heads are super hot too.
Whatever. It's Tim Riggins, man.
Yes, we're not gonna talk about it anymore. Okay. No, but Tim Riggins, I was just like super a fan of.
Everybody was. Tim Riggins was the hero of that thing.
But he wasn't like great in the first season.
I know, but we all knew there was something.
There was something there.
Yeah. And that's like, the whole point of Tim Riggins, is that there's something there.
Tyra's growth as a character. Oh my God.
All of them. Oh my God. How about when Matt Saracen's You Know Who, You Know What It? And then he had that whole blow up. Oh, that was great. He crushed it, that guy.
He did. Oh my God. And now, so I'm not, well, do you watch Parenthood?
No. I've seen Parenthood. But can I tell you something about Parenthood?
Yeah.
Here's the big reason I don't watch Parenthood was because I loved Maura Tierney on ER. Abby on ER.
Yeah.
Right.
What is she?
Well.
Oh, she was supposed to be Lauren Graham's character, right?
But then she got breast cancer. And then they were like, let's reshoot this pilot with Lauren Graham. And went to series. And they were like, see ya. And poor Abby, sitting there with cancer, not on TV, whatever. And
okay, because I watched it because it was Lorelai Gilmore on a new show.
Well, you're my arch nemesis.
We've reached the point where we got so close.
Right, and then we figured out why.
Why we're on not two together. Separate teams. Two separate teams on the improv to sketch class.
Exactly.
That's right. Group circle.
Square. What's his name? Ray Romano is doing a great job on that show. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, I don't cry at TV very often.
No.
But people are obsessed with both Friday Night Lights and Parenthood as like tearjerkers.
Sure.
And I'm not there.
No.
I'm not crying.
I might have cried during Friday Night Lights.
At one point, I cry a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, there might have been. I used to cry at television more often when I was younger, and it would just be like I suppose that I would like keep my cries inside.
Yeah.
And then at like 3 a.m, I'd watch like an ER rerun, and I'd be like, "Oh my God!" And it would just it would just hit.
Oh, I'll cry during The West Wing. I mean,
okay. When would you cry during The West Wing?
That show moved me.
Oh, it was a moving show. Don't get me wrong.
Like I will well up.
I cried at the end.
Because it was over.
At Bartlett for America. No, at the napkin. Oh. I mean, I cried at the end.
Yeah.
Leo. Jesus.
And that was so sad because it was real life.
I know.
Like that was
they
like.
They handled it very well.
I mean, you had to. And. Guys. Just admit it.
Yeah.
See? No, but I'm more likely to cry. Oh, I've cried during Gilmore Girls.
Sure.
But I don't, I like, people are talking about, like, things like Parenthood and Friday Night Lights. Like, I'm crying all the time. And I'm No, I mean, I'm distanced from it enough that I know what it is. Although, I tried to watch, like, so Stepmom used to be my sit down and have a good cry movie.
I've never seen it. But I know that that's what it's for.
Yeah.
I knew its role in the society.
Yeah. And then, because I never saw, like, what is it, Terms of Endearment or Steel Magnolias or any of those, like, stuff. Movies.
Yeah,
I never, those are a little too older, like, old for me.
Because you're 21, 22.
I'm 21. And I'm drinking this escape for the first time.
And we're pre-gaming here. And then we're going downtown.
We're going to
meatpacking.
This new bar. And it's underground. And you have to go underneath this, like, thingy. And then you have to, like, give a fact. A fact of the day that you got on Twitter. I don't know.
To get there, we have to... we have to find a cab that'll take 11.
Yeah.
There's 11.
There's 11. We don't want to be apart.
You never said Terms of Endearment.
So I never said that.
So you cried.
Sleepless in Seattle was my first love movie. Right,
gotcha.
But yeah, so I was watching Stepmom the other night, and it wasn't.
Didn't do it for you.
No.
Wow. You grew up.
I know.
I think you grew up a little bit.
And then I tried to watch. I was really sad, and I woke up at like 5 a.m, and I was like, I'm gonna watch Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close because I heard it was depressing. And I was like, I'm sad. I'm going to watch a depressing movie. That movie was fucking terrible.
It's terrible.
It's fucking terrible.
Oh, my God.
What a
mess.
With the tambourine.
I don't remember any tambourine. I don't know. Look.
It was orally assaulting, and that was A-U.
Yeah, I got it.
Orally. Yeah. Well, I pointed to my ear.
Hashtag SVU, Kelly Giddish, Sunday night walks with her dog. Detective Rollins.
Oh, God.
I'm
turning the air conditioner on.
Let's do it.
Get it cool in here.
Yeah. The rain stopped completely. See, that would have been like my rain.
That should have been you.
I'm glad it wasn't.
It should have been.
Glad I was here with you.
With me.
Gavin like gals.
Gavin, this really has
been. Is that right?
Yeah, you did it right.
Yeah.
Have you ever listened to an episode?
Yep.
Really?
I put a couple of them on. I want to know what it's up against.
Who'd you listen to?
I listened to maybe David's.
Okay, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Do you want to get into your personal life?
let's talk about it.
But like, do you have siblings and stuff?
I have a sibling. I have a little sister who just graduated from college, who is in Thailand right now.
Whoa.
She's very nervous for her to go to Thailand by herself. Yeah. But she's doing great and is having a blast. So that's good.
It's really cool.
Yeah. It's a wind sound effect.
Yeah.
Sound effect show.
And you should get like a crumpled piece of paper.
What, you're trying to do like a...
I don't know.
What is that? A crumpled piece of paper in the wind?
It's walnuts.
Is that
what that...
Okay.
Walnuts. Guys, if you were thinking bag of walnuts, you win.
All right. Submit your winning code to
www.gavinlikegals.com/HuluPlus. Yeah, so you have a sister. You guys get along?
Yeah, we get along.
Yeah. So she's just graduated.
She's like 21.
And so it's like a...
We're like 5 years.
So you're younger than me?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
I just turned 28 yesterday.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I did know it was your birthday.
Yes, so you did. You Facebook messaged me.
But that's great. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Thanks, I lived. I lived
you
to
lived,
28.
You made it to 28. Nobody thought, here we are.
Looks like we made it.
Nice.
You're welcome. So...
Yeah, I'm 26.
26, okay. So...
26, 27, 26.
When do you turn...
420.
Really?
Yep.
So you're like 2 full years younger than me.
2 full years younger than you.
But you seem like such an old soul.
I am an old soul.
Have you been told that?
Yeah, my whole life.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually really funny. I was having dinner once recently with my good pal Ian O'Keefe, who I play on the Far Police with. And
Evan, you didn't need to make a fart sound effect.
Was
silly.
I was with Ian and his girlfriend Kiki and our pal Matt Radlow from Free Kittens and stuff, and it was really funny because we were all just chatting about whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't understand a reference they were making, and I asked them a question and they didn't understand the reference I was making, and Kiki was like, you know the difference here? He's like, these guys were born little boys and you were born a little man.
It's true.
And I was like, oh, Kiki. That's exactly
right. That's really funny. I've always been an eager to please baby.
What does that mean?
Like, I feel like
sounds
a...
Sounds like
I feel
a Craigslist
like
dad. What are you talking about?
Like, I've always been... I always wanted people's approval.
I mean, I understand what eager to please is.
And I've always been, like, naive.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I've always been in charge. I was, like, 4 years old, and I was, like, you know, like...
like, I got this. I am the big brother.
We should take the turnpike, because the traffic on 95 is going to be crazy.
So do you have a really good sense of direction?
No.
Really?
I'm all right. I mean, it's okay. For about 20 years, I did not know my left from my right, so that was fun.
I give you a hint.
Make my little field goal here.
So, were you better at math or English?
English, but I always tested well in math. I was always very surprised that I tested
better on my SATs in math than verbal.
Wow, how many SATs did you take?
Two.
And you did better the second time?
Yes, but like not a ton like better.
Right.
Yeah, but I got what I wanted.
Yeah, man.
That's kind of what I wanted.
Nice. Good for you.
Thanks. Thank you. I'm happy with my SAT scores.
Yeah, I'm happy with my SAT scores, too.
I bet yours were higher than mine, but we don't want to talk.
Can I do it on three?
No.
One.
No.
Two.
No. Because I don't. Hey. I'll tell you off the air. I don't want my SAT scores.
Off the air. We're coming to you live.
We are. We're coming to you super live.
Do you watch, what's your relationship with Dr. Fraser Crane?
I believe I've absorbed several episodes just having watched Thursday night television.
Sure.
But I don't.
But you're not interested in Frasier.
No. However, Kelsey Grammer as a human, like, delights me.
Oh, really?
Because he's so crazy.
Yeah, he's
and so
terrible,
unlike
yeah.
his character that I enjoy that. I think it's interesting. And then, like, his ex-wife or new wife or somebody's on
right.
like a Real Housewives or something.
Yeah, right.
That's really, I find that crazy and fun and an interesting factoid.
Huh. I find that disappointing. That's how I feel.
Well,
I feel like he, or you know what it is? I feel like he's like he's been doing like a long con. You know what I mean? Like, he had 20 years of this bullshit, high society guy.
And he's
when
like,
really he was
guess
just this
what?
Asshole. Yeah, this lowbrow.
But that's interesting to me because, like I felt like, not that she was trying to do this, but I had no idea how trashy Britney Spears was until, like, really shit started to hit the fan and tabloids, like, just started reporting
right.
on her completely, you know, like.
Sure.
First, she was just this, like, oh, she's on the Mickey Mouse Club? That's cooler than what I did as a kid.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Yeah, no.
And then
no
you
doubt.
Go, oh, you know why you're on the Mickey Mouse Club? Because
you live in, like, Orlando.
Yeah,
and, you're, like,
and
super
trashy. Yeah. You live in Louisiana, and you were like, here, my mom saw this in the Piggly Wiggly, like,
right,
you know? Like,
totally.
You know, that's like, my parents were just.
But don't
like,
you ever say a bad word against Ryan Gosling?
Oh, I would never. I would never, although I would say that I wasn't attracted to him until Crazy Stupid Love.
Okay.
Have you seen that movie?
No.
You're lying.
I haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it?
I've
Stop
wanted to see
podcast.
It.
Stop the podcast. It's on demand.
I know.
You
I've
should
wanted
watch
to see
it right
it
now.
Since it came out.
Whew, that's a good one.
I just
one.
Never saw it.
That's a good movie.
I'm a big fan of, side note, I'm just a big fan of Steve Carell's.
Oh,
and
well,
I want to make him, I want to find, like, the right vehicles for Steve Carell. I think that Steve Carell is trying to do the right stuff, but I think that
well, he
there's a lot of pressure
that.
On him for... Well, no, sure. I think that he needs to, like... Like, Steve Martin was lucky that he was doing these broad comedies, I think, in a time when America wanted him. And I think for whatever reason, like, broad comedies, we're having some trouble.
Yeah.
Right now. And Steve Carell is right there with the best of them trying. He comes out swinging. He's trying to do those broad comedies, but he's got to figure it out.
You should see Crazy Stupid Love.
I will. I'll do it tonight. I'm going to watch. What am I going to watch?
You're going to watch the last episode of Friday Night Lights.
I'm going to watch I'm just going to go straight to the last episode of Friday Night Lights. I'm going to watch first two Dexters. I'm going to watch the end of the Gilmore Girls. I got to watch.
Oh my God. You're going to
this season, Mad Men. I got the only thing I'm not going to watch is SVU. You know what the irony of this is? The only thing I'm going to watch is SVU. And I'm going to watch SVUs that I've already watched, that I watched last night. I want to see what's going on with Amaro.
Oh, man.
I like Amaro. Let me tell you something about Nick Amaro.
I do, too.
I've been on board with this guy since day one.
But I got to say, like, they're such a special place in my heart for...
Look, nobody's going to be Stabler. I mean, and we're going to see what happens to Stabler at the end. He'll show up for the end. He says he won't, but he will.
Well, it's going to be a Michael Scott situation. Yeah. I saw Christopher Maloney in Penn Station once.
Wow.
He was dressed really silly, like he was going golfing.
Nice.
And I was like, that's a guy!
That's awesome. I've never been in a room with Ice-T, but them aside, I think I've been in a room with all of them.
Really? Mariska, what did you do?
It was actually really funny.
Oh my God.
So I have been on the lookout for Mariska for years.
Yeah.
And I had never gotten it done. And it was actually really funny. There was a day that I had a really terrible restaurant experience in my neighborhood.
Which restaurant? Should we badmouth them?
No. It was fine. I order from them, so no.
Oh, okay.
Take that. Find me on Seamless, you know, because
yeah.
My girlfriend left her phone inside the restaurant, and mm-hmm. We had such bad blood between us
mm-hmm.
that I was like, well, you go in by yourself and I'll wait outside.
Mm-hmm.
And during that time, Mariska walks by with her child and maybe a friend.
I was gonna say, please say it was Peter Herman. Her husband.
Oh yeah, no, I see him all the time.
Oh my
That's
god.
Different.
He's so handsome, and they're so perfect
together.
He
was in War Horse.
I haven't seen War Horse. Oh, the play or the...
The play. He was in the play. I don't know if he was in the... He played a Nazi.
He played a Nazi?
This guy was a Nazi. Well, look, to be fair, he's a criminal defense attorney on the SVU.
Yes.
I mean, he's kind of the Nazi of their cast.
And he was on an episode of Sex and the City.
Nice.
Where he met... Charlotte at a single Jewish singles event.
Right, he is not Jewish.
He is not Jewish. Neither
is Charlotte.
She just converted in the
show.
Oh,
right, because she's got the Jew husband.
Right.
She's got that Jew
husband. Like we all do.
She's got that Jew husband.
She says she's not really feeling it, and he's like, well, I want to go home and just have sex.
And
she's like, no. I don't want to do that either.
Really?
And he was the hair.
Right. Yeah, exactly. That's what he's from.
Yeah.
He hangs out. He hangs out on the subway with me.
So, you saw Mariska. Did your heart skip a beat?
A little bit.
Oh my god.
Although I will say, oh boy, this is gonna be kind of mean.
No, don't say it and stop.
Sorry.
No, she's beautiful.
She is, but she's become like a little
older.
No, but really she has. I mean, you see it on the show, and I will say in person she's a beautiful woman, and I know her very well. I do nothing but watch the show, but it's like it's turned a corner.
No.
Yeah.
No, I refuse. I refuse to agree with that. She's beautiful and stunning and gorgeous and
she's
amazing.
Great. I mean, you can't. Mariska can do no wrong.
That's true.
She really can.
I drunk tweeted about SVU on New Year's Eve.
Nice. Big New Year's.
Because our New Year's, I fucking hate New Year's Eve. It's the worst. I talked about it in our class. Remember when we were doing like the flashes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I hate New Year's Eve. And so what we try to do is go to eat somewhere in our neighborhood.
Right.
Late enough so that we're there.
Right. You can do the whole thing
yeah.
and then you're in and out.
And then you're in and out.
Right.
So we went to a place in our neighborhood and we got along really well with like our waiter, the bartenders, the chef, everybody.
Because most of the time when you go to a restaurant, you learn, you know, everybody who's working there that night.
I just happened to...
You're like, so we went out to dinner. I got along great with the chef.
No, well...
who knows the chef?
Because, this is what happened. We were at the bar to start. And I mentioned that...
You wanted to go in the kitchen and meet everybody.
No, so I worked at a restaurant. I worked at 11 Madison Park.
Right.
With some other people. But the people that opened the restaurant were Danny Meyer people. Danny Meyer.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
So they were like, I was like, oh, somehow Danny, like being a part of Danny Meyer came up and I was like, oh, I'm part of the family too.
Gotcha,
I'm a former member as well. And so chatting with the bartender, chatting with the hostess, and then the waiter, and then the chef comes out and is like, do you want a job? Legit offered me a job. And I was just like, I'm out of the restaurant game, actually. Yeah. But, like, I'll tweet about it.
If you want to be on my podcast.
But so we ended up staying. Like, we were the last ones in the restaurant. So we were all sitting around the bar. And then they open up Johnny Walker Blue. Nice. And are giving us free drinks. And making me, like, stupid little champagne cocktails. So I'm like, I'm a girl! I love this! And so I got super drunk. And it was only a couple blocks away. And then I came home and I was like, you know what would make would put this night over the top? Some SVU.
Of course.
And so I tweeted about it and then realized how lame it looked that on New Year's Eve I was tweeting SVU.
Right. You're like, hashtag Marvin Hamlin is killing it.
Like Mariska wrong and just like, oh God.
I feel like Mariska is like Hanukkah though. Like I feel like you can spell it any way you want.
I agree.
You know what I mean? Like,
I love spelling. I always spell Hanukkah with a C.
How often are you spelling Hanukkah?
Pretty, like, every year?
Pretty often?
Evan, pretty often, okay? Oh, like, wow, every other day.
Good for you, man.
Hanukkah this year is right after Thanksgiving. It's, like, the day after
Thanksgiving.
Really? Yeah.
Get in there.
Works out well.
Get in there with your Jew husbands.
Yeah, get in there with your Jew husbands.
Hey, roommates.
Exchange your gift cards. The Hanukkah tradition?
Whatever.
That's what we do.
I don't know.
Here's a gift card for you from this place you like. Here's a gift card from you. Let's hope we got it in the same
right. Same place. Right. Nice.
Yep. That's what.
So hey, here's one for you.
Okay.
All right. No, I'm sorry. I'm ready. Just since we're here, since we're Mariska, what do you think?
Oh no. Go ahead.
About a season finale.
Oh my God.
So now I think they can't.
I
let
apologize
her...
for how loud that was. Oh my God.
They can't. She's got to get out of that situation immediately. They can't let her be
not even a
victimized
little
person.
No.
They already did it.
Because they already did it, and it was
nine. Whatever.
And for how, like, I'm sure that was traumatic.
But they really amped it up.
But
so
they
right,
really,
this
they were like,
her.
Oh no, she was like feeling bad. Like she was like really victimized
she had PTSD,
by that.
PTSD, as seen in the episode PTSD.
Yes.
Right. Which is one of my favorite episodes as well, because we get into military law. I think it's very interesting.
Oh my God!
She's got a. You know what I think is gonna with so easy, and helpful for the show.
The Beeper King comes by.
The Beeper King.
From 30 Rock.
Oh, then yes, right.
Yeah,
right. Either Dennis Duffy or Brian Cassidy.
Guns a blazing.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, you know, I'm your worst nightmare. From the Allstate commercials or whatever,
oh,
right?
Yeah,
he does this.
Not Chaos.
Yeah, sure.
Is it Chaos?
He's whatever.
He has a name.
He has a specific...
It's a name. Is it Chaos?
He does 100 commercials where he whatever the fuck.
Anthropomorphizes?
Shut up. Where he does all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's, you know, like, I'm a low-hanging branch. You don't see me coming because you're texting.
I'm...
Are you in good hands?
I'm... Is it Chaos?
Yes, he's
mayhem,
chaos.
Mayhem, it's mayhem.
All right, whatever,
he knew
guys.
It. He all knew right. it.
All right, very good.
Roommate for the win.
Nice.
Bringing home the Diet Pepsi.
Nice.
Because CVS always has a sale on diet drinks.
Really?
Well, on drinks, on soda. It's always like $1.25 or less at CVS. You got to go to CVS to buy.
I go
two
to
liters.
CVS all the time.
Yeah, that's
I'm
where you get
big
your two
into
liters.
CVS.
I go there to that's get fine. My free birth control Obamacare.
Wow.
Yeah,
look at
right.
you.
I know.
Look at you.
Thank you.
I am an uninsured individual right now.
Well,
how do you feel about that?
That sucks for you.
I know.
We have really bad insurance, but we have it.
Hey, you have
and
birth
I
control.
Get, well, that's Obamacare. Everybody gets birth control for free.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
No, I didn't, up until about a year ago, I had to pay for my own birth control.
I know, you had all those babies.
I had so many babies, and I just had to get abortion after abortion after abortion.
I know. First, you had the baby.
I've never. Then I got the abortion. I've never had an abortion.
I've never had a baby.
Really? I've never had a baby either.
Well, I know, because you have all those abortions.
No, I've never had an abortion. Guys, stop.
Neither
but if you, hey, don't feel bad if you did.
No, this is
this is just time in your life. You look back on it and be like, hey, maybe I made the right decision. Hey, maybe I didn't.
You're not qualified. Why are you putting words in her mouth?
Yeah.
No, you.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Not you.
Evan, don't put words in my mouth.
I'm not putting words in your mouth. Stop. I'm saying don't put words in her mouth.
Putting words in my mouth. I don't know.
Listeners.
That was a weird moment.
That was a weird moment. Don't preach to the recently.
I would have gotten one up until a couple years ago.
Look, I don't want to talk about it.
How do you know that you haven't had one?
I feel like I haven't had one. I feel confident.
Isn't that weird? That you could have...
Yeah, but not really. Like, I'm pretty careful. I know what's going on.
Guys, do we want to
talk about it? I just assume that I can't...
You have children?
Yeah, I have a feeling that I'm just impotent. No, it's not about impotence.
Well, isn't that... Oh, you shoot blanks?
I don't know.
Sterile? You're sterile?
Look, how about this? I'm going to put a call out to your listeners here on Gabbing Like Gals.
Hey guys.
If I impregnated you, let me know. And I doubt I did. And I doubt you're going to get... Let me tell you something.
Mom?
Gross. What?
It's like my one listener is what my point was.
Oh. Well. Oh, boy. I didn't know you knew your mom. In that case.
Guys, I've had not even a full glass of this whiskey. And clearly I'm talking slurry like... Mm-hmm.
Like what?
Slurry.
Oh, you okay? Like, you're not gonna finish that?
No, like slurry-like.
Slurry-like.
It was like a dash.
Oh, I understand. I'm
slurry-like.
Sorry.
Back to your life growing up.
My life growing up. That's what we're talking about.
How was that?
That's fine.
How was that?
Boring. I never learned how to ride a bike.
You never learned how to ride a bike.
Still can't ride a bike.
So the city bike thing is just like it's a thing in your craw.
Yeah, it's right in my craw.
It's a thing in his craw, guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
If I've ever been in your craw and you feel like you want to reach out, and just let me know. And
just let him know.
I'm talking to you, Liz's mom.
Mom.
I never learned how to ride a bike. Still can't do it. And when you don't know how to ride a bike, everybody is always like, can I teach you?
Oh, that's awful.
It's terrible. It's like...
I would never want to teach somebody how to ride a bike.
Everybody assumes...
Not even my own children. No, I'm just kidding.
Can I tell you that the only reason that I think I will learn to ride a bike is to teach my
children? You're like, I'm doing this. Well, you know what you can do is you put the training wheels on their bike. You're just like, trying this out for a little bit. Take the one off. I'm okay. Everything's going great.
That's a good way to learn how to ride a bike. Take one training
wheel
off.
That's how you do it.
Is that really?
Yeah.
I feel like then you put all your weight on the wrong thing.
No. You take one training wheel off at a time.
Yeah. I know. I will say I have ridden a bike.
Yeah.
But I've probably ridden a bike for 10 minutes or so in my life. I mean, like, not very much.
I rode bikes a lot.
I have
my own bike, but I don't have it in the city because we don't have, like, a place to keep it. And somehow I don't want it in my apartment.
Okay.
Just a bike.
Ugh.
Ugh.
A bike. Gross.
Yeah. Ugh. Like a rouse. And one from city outside, bike comes uptown. Yeah. I'm on board.
There's a city bike right by my office. There's a city bike by my house.
UCB.
I can't do it. You're right by UCB. Everywhere I go, there's city bike taunting me, telling me that I
learn how to ride.
Cannot ride a bike.
I saw a picture online of Louis C.K. riding a bike. How do you feel about that?
What you mean, like Louis C.K. as this sort of like
riding a city bike,
but like as an example of like an out of shape person?
Just like Louis C.K. can do it.
Well, no, that's exactly what it means. Right. You're like, if Louis C.K. can do it.
Louis C.K. can do it.
What that's packed with is like, if Louis C.K., the world's least athletic person, can ride a bike, then God knows there might be hope for you.
I just love the picture of Louis C.K. riding the bike because it was like celebrities on city bikes. It was a Huffington Post slideshow, guys.
DiCaprio was on these bikes.
Yes, I saw that one.
Him and his hat.
Oh, God.
With that little hat.
I was sure Matt Damon was at my gym once.
Matt Damon was at my gym, for real.
Newsflash, Matt Damon was not at my gym.
Matt Damon lives in my neighborhood, and he is short. Guys, Matt Damon is a short man.
How short?
He is as short as my best friend, Joe, who is very short.
Oh, no.
Well, not very short, but he's shorter than me.
No.
And I'm like 5'9". Like, he's short. No. But Matt Damon, and the irony is that Joe is also like a built guy.
Yeah.
So, like, Joe, and he has blonde hair.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe, my best friend Joe, who is, like, a psychology PhD guy, looks a lot like Matt Damon.
That's
they both
really
wear,
funny.
Like, shirts from, like, Structure. And they're...
Oh my God, you just referenced Structure. My dad used to ask for socks. Well, we used to get my dad's socks from Structure every Christmas. Go ahead.
I know, because while you were out getting the socks, I would hang out with your mom.
No!
And,
mom!
But yeah, no. And so I used to... Matt Damon was like a good omen for me. Like if I saw Matt Damon during my day, I'd be like, it's a good day.
It's a good day.
As opposed to like, here are the bad omen celebrities in my neighborhood. Caroline Ray.
Oh.
Don't need anything to do with... If I ran into Caroline Ray, I'm like, Jesus, Caroline Ray. Like, figure it out. Get it together.
We've seen Taya Leone, which I'll put as my...
Taya Leone? What, from 30 years ago? Taya Leone?
Spanglish.
Movie star in the 90s?
Thank you, Spanglish.
Look, Spanglish was great. Don't get me wrong.
She was in that.
I know she was. Right? You're right. No, yeah. She was the wife
in Spanglish. And David Duchovny also in our neighborhood with his kid.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
What's he up to? How's he doing?
Californication and cheating on his wife.
Nice. All right.
No, with your mom. Oh, boy. He has a sex addiction.
I know, I heard about it.
It was in the H News.
It was in the H News, and he also does a television series about it. Chicken and the egg, guys. Although, what's his name? The other David Duchovny type is on that American Horror Story sometimes. What's his name?
I don't know.
There's like three of those guys. There's Dermot Mulroney.
Oh, Rupert Everett? No.
Rupert Everett. Guys like that. Rupert Everett, Alan Cumming, Chris Maloney, David Duchovny. You know, guys like that.
I'm thinking of my best friend.
I know what you're thinking of, and you're wrong. No. What's that? Who's on American Horror Story?
I will look it up.
It's what's his name? It's the other guy. Who's not Dermot Mulroney or David Duchovny?
I don't watch American Horror Story.
But he's the other one of those guys.
But I don't.
It doesn't matter. You should know automatically. You should be able to spit it right out.
American.
You know why? Because you know who's on that show? Connie Britton.
Is on American Horror Story?
The first year, then she was like, "Fuck it."
I
to go do Nashville.
I think she's so excellent.
She is excellent.
Zachary Quinto?
No.
Dylan McDermott?
Dylan McDermott.
That's who I meant to say. I said Rupert Everett.
You said Rupert Everett. Right, exactly.
Joseph Fiennes is on that show. He's a cutie pie.
Oh, yeah. Joseph Fiennes showed up for season two. And Sarah Paulson is great on that show. Sarah Paulson. I love Sarah Paulson.
From
Studio 60 on Sunset Strip. Right. What was her name? Harriet Hayes.
Harriet Hayes.
Oh, my God.
The God-fearing Harriet Hayes.
The God-fearing Harriet Hayes.
Oh, my God.
Kristen Chenoweth character. You know that's the deal, right? I mean, you're not a dummy, right?
What?
So he wrote that Harriet Hayes about Kristen Chenoweth.
Oh, it's about Kristen Chenoweth? I am a dummy.
You are a dummy. So the Matthew Perry character was Aaron
Look at
Sorkin.
My toes are green.
Ugh, what a dummy. Who has green toes?
Me.
They are green. But
Libido Madness.
Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Or is that just what prompted it?
No, Whiskey Madness is what prompted me showing you my toes. Okay.
Yeah. So Studio 60 was largely autobiographical.
I knew about the... Because Aaron Sorkin had, like, the drug problem, so...
Aaron Sorkin had a drug problem, by the way, exited West Wing in the greatest way possible. Wrote them into quite a corner.
Oh. Oh, why is my phone ringing?
I don't know. It's probably the bank.
The bank?
Who calls a landline?
My mom.
Oh.
It's not my mom. It's
Tell her
mom.
Hey.
It was Quinnipiac University, it said.
Nice.
Which I don't understand because
you're
I didn't go there.
Secretly Canadian?
Oh, Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac. Quinnipiac is what my friends that don't know it.
Upstate New York.
Quinnipiac is Connecticut.
Oh, I see.
Which is near, it's Fairfield-ish?
Whatever. Connecticut's this big. It doesn't matter. It's all
It's where I'm from.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fuck with Connecticut.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck with Connecticut. Like a Jew is going to fuck with Connecticut and win. Yeah, very nice muscles.
Thank you. Joe Lieberman fucked with Connecticut.
And look where Joe Lieberman is these days.
Like, still.
Potential Vice President Joe Lieberman.
Yeah.
He could have been the President of the United States right now. Yep. Instead, he is Joe Lieberman.
He's Joe Lieberman.
And John Kerry is Secretary of State.
That's
true. For those of you who don't know, we can continue naming
But Theresa Hines Kerry just was in the hospital.
I know, it's very sad.
Do you like my tiny hat?
It's okay for a hat.
So okay, Matthew Perry.
Yeah,
was Aaron Sorkin.
Matthew Perry was the Aaron Sorkin character. He was the drug addict. He wrote the whole show himself. He didn't want to hire Mark McKinney. He was whatever. And when Aaron Sorkin met Kristen Chenoweth, and they were dating.
I didn't know they dated.
Oh yeah. they, that's what that was sort of about. Because when Kristen Chenoweth showed up to on West Wing to sort of take over the Ainsley Hayes type character, which, by the way, what happened to her? Where'd she go?
Ainsley Hayes was excellent.
Ainsley Hayes had that great speech about, they're patriots, remember? When her frat boy Republican friends at the bar were like, did they ask you to, like, fund their abortions?
They are patriots. And also, now, a lot of people didn't necessarily like the scene where she stood up for the male, like, boy sexual harassment kind of thing.
Right, with Rob Lowe.
But I appreciated what she said, because I feel like that sometimes, too. Like, you know, that's how we play the game.
I mean, I know what you mean. I think that there's a...
It's a little bit, when it's being written by a man, it feels a little bit heavy-handed.
I suppose. But I know that they, you know, they addressed it in a way that
I liked it. I liked it. AV Club might not have liked it, but I liked it.
Whatever. And you know what else? They did plenty of liberal bullshit on that show. Like, they're fine.
Yeah.
Like, I buy it. I would vote for Martin Sheen.
I totes would, too.
I mean, I would vote for Martin Sheen.
No, I would, too.
Yeah, like, not even, like, a character.
Like, even knowing what happened to his son, I would still...
His sons. Come on.
I don't want to judge.
You don't want to judge Emilio Estevez?
Emilio Estevez. I'm not going to judge Emilio Estevez. I'm not going to judge Emilio Estevez.
Okay.
What are you going to judge Emilio Estevez?
Bobby Kennedy movie wasn't that good.
Okay. Charlie Sheen... Emilio Estevez.
That's like...
Bobby Kennedy movie wasn't that good. Charlie Sheen, Tiger Blood.
Let me tell you something. If Charlie Manson's brother robbed a liquor store, I wouldn't be cool with it just because his brother was Charles Manson. So, you see what I'm saying? I don't care who your Charlie brother is.
A bad movie?
Yeah, the Bobby Kennedy movie wasn't that good. And it's a shame, because Bobby Kennedy is a really interesting figure, and we should get a movie of him. Someone call Daniel Day and get a Bobby Kennedy movie going.
You're right.
Mom.
Mom.
I called her mom the whole time. Sorry,
I have to distance my actual mom from this conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I have to pretend it's someone else. Your old roommate.
I mean, right?
Yeah,
old roommate.
My old roommates.
Your old landlord.
Yeah.
/
Except
roommate.
I didn't pay.
Right. Well, hey.
My old...
Neither did I.
...person I was dependent on. So we've been talking for over an hour.
Nice.
Which has been super funsies, and we should totally do this again.
All right.
But I'm going to ask you... questions for the speed round. What did you have for breakfast?
Starbucks reduced fat turkey bacon. Sandwich.
Sandwich.
Love it.
Just
best.
I picked out the bacon and ate that.
Can I tell you that I ordered an iced Americano and a turkey bacon sandwich, and so did the girl behind me. And I looked
at
her.
Did she say, I'll have what he's having?
I wish. And I looked at her in the eyes, and she looked away. immediately.
That's really funny. Same size iced Americano?
Actually, no. I got a grande. I got a venti and she got a grande.
Massage.
A sexy man walked by.
The sexy man walked by. Massage or facial?
Massage.
Me too.
Nice.
Roses or tulips?
Tulips.
I have roses right there. Way to shove it in my face.
Okay, well, you can have your roses and I'll have my
roses.
Tulips.
I like tulips too.
Can I really answer your question?
Yeah.
Orchids.
They're in there.
Nice.
Because I went to TJ's Orchids and Events.
Nice.
I bought myself some birthday flowers, guys.
Nice. Good for you.
Favorite iPhone game. And those are Orchids, too, but they're in their period of growth.
Sure. iPhone game, you know, like, Words of Friends. I mean, like, I play Scrabble.
Oh, that's cute.
I play competitively.
Have you gone to Fat Cats?
What? Pardon?
Have you gone to Fat Cats?
In the West Village?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the Scrabble games?
Yeah.
I kicked ass at it the other night.
Really? When did you go?
Luke Sierwinski, I kicked your butt.
Let me tell you something about Fat Cat. I was there. I actually went to Fat Cat recently because I am just like Liz, an NYU undergraduate student.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who was there? Was a big star from the Game of Thrones show.
Who?
He's a white man and he's got long hair. And he got his hand cut off in the show.
Nikolai Calder-Waldau?
What's his real name? Jamie something.
Jamie Lannister.
Right, Jamie Lannister.
Nikolai Coster-Waldau. Right. I'm saying Nikolai that name really wrong.
Or Jamie Lannister. They were both there together, and it was a big deal.
He was at Fat Cat?
He was at Fat Cat hanging out with who I assume was his younger cousin.
He's in a movie with, like, Cameron Diaz right now? That's going to be bad.
Yeah, of course it is.
Favorite season of the year.
Favorite season of the year? Mm-hmm. Autumn.
Me too.
Nice.
We're same days.
Yeah, we're kind of soulmates.
If we make a giant... we really are. I mean, if we make a giant...
He's in the shower. Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, he's out of the shower now. Let's really do it.
I'm uncomfortable.
If you make a big thing of pasta, do you eat it out of a bowl or on a plate?
I eat it out of the thing I made the pasta with. What are you talking about?
Excellent answer.
And then maybe a Tupperware after.
I like the Gladware reusable containers
a lot. Of course. Are you kidding me? I keep them all over the place.
I'm not kidding you.
Just in cases.
I keep buying the same size and shape so that they all fit into each other.
Yeah. That's important.
I agree. When you wake up in the morning, when you set an alarm, how many snoozes?
Infinite.
Infinite snoozes.
I miss things because I've been snooze. It's like a game for me. If I can hit that top, because the iPhone, there's those two buttons.
Yeah.
If I hit that top button enough times, I'm late.
Excellent. Best form of social media or your favorite form of social media?
Oh boy. Facebook. Here's the thing. I mean,
You're a social media purist.
No, I mean, you know what? Like, I believe that...
You shouldn't be followed by people?
No. I'm fine with that. Kelly Giddish. I sort of wrote my thesis in college about this. Like, I think that, AOL happened, right? Like, uh-huh. That was, like, our first big, like, kind of, like, social media
platform,
right?
Yeah, we were all on AIM.
But, like, also AOL, right?
Yeah.
Remember you get those AOL discs in the mail and you put
them
in?
Yes, I do. Do the thing? Yes, I do.
And I think that
they had a smell. Go ahead.
Well, whatever. But I think that we create all this stuff that's all these, like, you know, separate entities. And, like, really? Like, I want it all in one place. Because, like, I'm busy. Like, I'm supposed to be working. Like, I have stuff to do.
You're a busy woman. I get it.
Girl, I am busy, and I don't want to have to deal with it.
No.
So, yeah.
I like that Facebook isn't one-sided. That you have to accept the friendship. That you have to both say,
sure,
we are part of this together.
Yeah, I like that. Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
I have a lot of friends who I have not accepted.
Really?
Aunt Rhonda? Yeah, I know about it.
Excellent. TV or film? I know the answer to this. TV.
Skip it, yeah.
TV. If it's your birthday, do you eat cake or do you eat pie?
Cake. Well, although, you know, let me tell you something. My birthday is the, I hate it. It's my least favorite day of the year.
Why?
It's always disappointing. I haven't had a good one in years and years and years. And that includes, I mean, like, I've been in the hospital on my birthday.
No, because you ate.
Columbine school shooting was my birthday.
That was like 420?
Yeah, it's Hitler's birthday. So there's a lot of.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So, like, my birthday has been terrible. And everybody's stoned and, like, forgets. So I have bad birthdays. So I'll take what I can get.
All right.
Let me put it that way.
But cake.
I mean, I get, yeah, sure.
Evan, the last question, you're the first one to get this question.
Why? Is there a new one every
time? There's a new one every time. This is the 11th question.
Is there a new one every time, or you just added an 11th question?
No, there's a new one every time.
Okay, great.
Look at this list.
Wow. All right.
Evan, are tomatoes a fruit or a vegetable?
That's a great question. Tomatoes, while they are often paired with vegetables.
Oh, no.
Or fruit.
Oh, no. That's it. This podcast is over.
Drop the mic.
That's it. I'm ending this podcast right now.
They're fruit.
Bye.
It's fruit. Tomatoes are fruit. V8. Splash.
Goodbye.
The theme song for Gabin Like Gals is Graduation Day by Head Automatica.